what's your message to Iowans in advance of the First Lady's trip here?
Well, we're so excited to come to Iowa. The initiative that the governor and business leaders and community leaders has started, Iowa's Healthy State Initiative, is just so exciting. And it's the reason we're coming. We want to celebrate the great work that's going on there, show how the country's really unifying around these issues, trying to ensure that our kids and our communities are as healthy as they can be. And it's just going to be a great, great day. We couldn't be more thrilled to be coming.
In terms of the buy local movement, only about 14 to 15% of the food that Iowans consume is actually grown here in the state. Mm-hmm. Is part of the goal of coming here to spur organic production in a place like Iowa, which is very row crop intensive?
Well, I would say, you know, a lot of the solutions for every community, you know, has to be unique to its own situation. So in Iowa, I know there's great work being done to try to produce more food and more vegetables that for Iowans to eat, and you know, we think that's great. But every community is going to have to step back and take a look at what's happening around them and figure out what are the best solutions to meet the needs of their citizens. So But as communities take more ownership of their health and of the food they grow, you know, great things happen.
There's been some discussion about school lunch mm-hmm. served to kids, you know, at least 9 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the direction for school lunch programs?
You know, thrilled. We have made huge progress in this area. You know, just 2 weeks ago, the First Lady celebrated the finalizing of the new standards for school lunch, and they've been raised for the first time in 15 years. And these new standards are going to be, you know, transformative to the food that kids are being served every day. 32 million kids every day eat breakfast and lunch or some combination in our schools. So knowing that our kids are going to school eating the best food possible is just critical. And school nutrition professionals have been working very hard to try to make these changes, and they're doing great work, and we're really on the right path. So I could not be more excited about where this is headed.
In terms of other federal policies, namely those in the USDA, which govern food production in the U.S., how would you like to see those changed?
Oh, you know, the USDA is working hard on coming up with the best policies to both support farmers and support the health of Americans. And, you know, we're making some great progress, and you know, the Farm Bill will be coming up, and so there'll be a lot of great interesting discussion about changes that can be made and where we can progress, but we'll see how that all unfolds.
So you don't have any opinions on that?
You know, I think right now what we're focusing on is all the great work that's going around the country, the community stepping up and taking real ownership of these issues, and I think we'll see how those, you know, the broader agriculture issues play out, but of course they're all connected, but we're making some great strides.
Back to this event in Iowa on Thursday, I mean, it's going to be essentially a sports arena where there'll be 10,000 screaming kids mm-hmm. and the First Lady. If you had an opportunity to say something to those kids that they might remember, what would it be?
Great question. I think for young people, the most important thing to remember is that their leadership and then their role in this is just critical. I honestly believe, and I know the First Lady does as well, that kids who are stepping up and making changes and being leaders in their communities is maybe our greatest tool in overcoming some of these challenges. And we're seeing kids do just amazing things all over the country. And so not only are we going to be trying to support them, but they also, as they step up and grow up, can take more and more responsibility for this and can have a huge impact. So we're excited to see all their great work, but it's also got to be fun. So that's why we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time in Iowa.
The kids also can sort of run a household.
Right. Absolutely.
So this is, I guess, the essence of ground up, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, and we've seen it. The First Lady's seen this time and time again in the garden. You know, she planted this garden to really showcase what it means to grow food, where it comes from. But what we realized is that as kids participate in that process of growing food, you know, when they dug up a carrot, they ended up taking it home and saying, you know, Mom, Dad, you know, let's have some carrots tonight. And when a kid's asking for that, you can't say no, right? And so we've really seen, and then we hear back from them, and we've kept in touch with these kids, and they tell us about how, you know, now they're eating different in their home, and you know, now their parents are listening. You know, they're baking the chicken instead of frying it, and things like that. And that's, you know, that's the true power and essence of all that we're doing here. So, yeah, it is truly from the ground up.